Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, and Erev Shavuos. Shavuos, of course, is Sunday night, immediately on the heels of Parshas Bamidbar. We generally, almost always, read Parshas Bamidbar on the Shabbos immediately prior to Shavuos, as we do this year. So, what I'd like to speak about to Hashem this evening is something which starts with Parshas Bamidbar, but really is a Shavuos topic, as I entitled this year, What Exactly Was Written on the Luchos, which of course is a good Shavuos topic. Towards the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the Chumash describes the procedure of dismantling and transporting the Mishkan when it had to move from one station to another. So obviously they had to take the Mishkan apart and move it, and the Torah describes who exactly did what, how the different parts of the Mishkan were taken apart, and how they were wrapped, and how they were transported, and by whom, and so on. At the very end of this sedus, it says in the first source, Bamidbar Perek Dalad, Posuk Hey, Uvo Aaron Uvano Binsa Machna Vahidos Paroches Amasoch Vechisuvo Es Aaron Haedos. Aaron, the Kohanim, would come, and when they're ready to move, and they would take the curtain down, and they would cover the Aaron Haedos, the Aaron, with the curtain. And Posuk Vav, Vinosnol of Ksu, or Tachash, they would put the skin of Tachash, certain type of animal, question exactly what it is, but some type of animal skin on top, Ufarsu Begad Klil Techeles Mamala. On top of that was a Techeles, a colored garment, the son of Adam, and they put the poles, and that's how it would move the Aron. So the Aron had the paroches covering it, then Mikseh or Tachash, is Tachash, a type of animal, a skin, and then Tcheles, a blue wool covering on top of that. And that's how the Aron was moved. It's interesting because most of the other Kelim of the Mishkan, again, it's described in the Pesukim at the end of the Sedra, had the Tcheles covering and then the Or Tachash, which was a tougher kind of material, I guess, better for weather protection and so on. Outside, and the Aron was the other way around. The Aron had the Or Tachash on top of it, and the Tchelos was outside. So the Medrash mentions in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Dalad, Siman Yud Gimel, source number two, it says, "Bav b'shar shonosim lo person lo beged argam lo talas shonam el beged fil chelis." Okay, there was not a purple garment, not a red, a crimson garment, but rather beged chelis. Why? So we know the famous Chazal appears in a number of places, including here. Lo mashat chelis dom aliyam v'yam dom rakia, rakia dom lekisa kovid. Right, the chelis color is like the sea, which is like the heaven, which is like the heavenly throne. It quotes a pasuk in Cheskel Perak Aleph. That's the haftarah for the first morning of Shavuos. First morning Shavuos comes in Cheskel Perak Aleph, so-called Maisa Merkava. People stay up all night, mostly are sleeping during that Haftarah. But anyway, it says, unless I don't read the Haftarah, so I'm awake, but most of the other people are sleeping. Anyway, it says, Umimala Rakia Shal Roshan Kemari Evan Sapir. It's a Mestoa Sapir, it's sapphire, right? It's blue, a sapphire color. Anyway, Lamercha, so the Aron was like the Kisa Kova, and that's why it's clear. Techelos complete, Techelos, etc. And the Medrash highlights this difference between the way the Aron was covered and the way the other vessels of the Mishkan were covered. And as I mentioned before, the other ones had the Chelis covering underneath the Or Tachash covering, and this one had it on top. Why? So the Medrash says at the end of source two, Lama Shuchashu Mikol Klei HaMishkan. The Aron was the most important of all the parts of the Mishkan. Ramban here in our parashah in Bamidbar and Perek Dal Pasuk Vav, source number three, points this out also. Bavur Malas HaAron Lohaya Niralav Ksu Or Tachash. Because of the covered necessary for the Aron, you couldn't see the Or Tachash. You know, it was a, we don't exactly know what animal Tachash was, different opinions, but it was a, you know, it was a rougher type of material, and therefore for the covered of the Aron, that wasn't seen, but rather, they had the trellis on top of it and so on, as we mentioned, because of the covered for the Aron. What's so important about the Aron? So we know what the Aron was for. Back in Parshas Truma, the Aron is built. Shmos Parakafei Pasuk Design. So it's for when Asato the Aron as her Edus Asher Penimelecha. Into the Aron is going to be placed the Edus. What exactly is the Edus? The testimony. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi there in Parshas Truma, Shmos Parakafei Pasuk Design. Asato the Aron Kemo Ba Aron in the Aron her Edus says Rashi Torah. That's a reference to the Torah. Sheila Edus Beni Verechem. That's testimony between Kodesh Baruch Hu and us as to our relationship and so on. He gave a little mitzvahs and so on. So Rashi actually seems to say that the Edus that was placed inside the Aron was the Torah itself. The Rashbam, however, there in Parshat Shuma, Parakafei, Pasuk Design, it says, Esra Edus in source 6, Esra Edus Haluchos. Not the Torah, but the Luchos, just the stone tablets, the Luchos. Shem Edus Ubris Bein Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Achach Nikra Luchos Abris, and so on. And Ibn Ezra says the same thing in the Parish Aruch there in Truma Parakaf Pasuk Design. Nasata HaLuchos, Heim HaEdus. Right, the Luchos, it's the Luchos Abris. And he brings proofs to this point. that was the Luchos that was inside the Aron and not a copy of the Torah. One of the proofs he brings a pasuk in later in Chumash Shmos and Parshas Pekudei, when the Mishkan was assembled and put together for the first time in Shmos Perk Mem, pasuk Chaf 8, it says, Vayikach Vayitenus HaEdus El HaAron. It says the Edus was put in the Aron. Now that's the end of Shmos. They don't have the whole Sefer Torah yet. Torah wasn't completed yet. So it can't be referring to the Torah. Edus had to be referring to Luchos. In the pasuk of Parshas Truma, that it could have been referring to eventually that the whole Torah would be put in. That's what Rashi seems to learn over there. But initially, obviously, the Torah was not put inside because it wasn't written yet. It hadn't been completed yet. But the Luchos were there. The Luchos were completed. That was put inside. And it's interesting, Rashi there in Parshas Pekudei, source 9, in Shmos Perek Mem, pasuk Chav, there Rashi himself says, in source 9, Es Edus HaLuchos. That Edus also referenced the Luchos. So clearly, the Luchos were placed inside the Aron. If you look at the very end of the Torah, Parshas Vayelech, very end of Moshe's life, very end of the Torah, the Aron Perek Lamed Aleph, starting Pasuk with Aleph, he calls Moshe Lichtov as Divrei HaTorah Zos al Sefer HaTumam. When Moshe finished, he completed, this is the end of the 40 years, when Moshe completed writing the Torah, then in Pasuk of Heva, Itzav Moshe Zalavim, no Sarah Brisa Shem Leim, where he commanded the Levim, Pasuk of Vav, Lachoach as Sefer HaTorah Zev, Isam Tem Osom, Itzad Aron Brisa Shem Leim, Kechem, Moshe Mechola Eid. Then he said, put the Torah, it says actually on the side of the Aron, but then we'll see what that means exactly, okay? Rashi says, that there's a machlokas. Rashi 11, there in Parshas Vayelech, Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Rashi says, Mitzad Aron Brisa Hashem, Nechelku Bo Chachma Yisrael Bo Bav Basu, we'll see them more in a moment. Yeish Me Omer Dav Haya Bolet Min Aron Mechutz, Veshama Amona Veyeish Aron Mitzad Aluchos Amurach Betoch Aron. The Machlokas, was a copy of the Torah put in the Aron or not? According to one opinion, yes, it was. Mitzad means next to, on the side, next to the Luchos. And the other opinion is, no, it actually wasn't in the Aron. There was some kind of a board or a shelf which extended, you know, a little bit outside of the Aron, and the Sefer Torah rested on that, a machlokas. And the Ibn Ezra there also quotes a pasuk in Navi, Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, when the Beis Hamikdash was built, right? It says in Perek Ches, pasuk Tes, Malachim Aleph 12, Ein ba'aron rach shnei luchos avarim ha'shinich shamosh mechorim. Nothing was inside the Aron with the exception of the shnei luchos avarim, the two tablets, the two luchos, which Moshe, you know, put in there and so on at Har Sinai. Now, the Radak says a simple pshat in that pasuk. There in Malachim Aleph, Parakhas, pasuk 10, 13. Ein baron, Zeraya, kilo, haya baron, rosh, shivrei luchos, rosh, sifrei Torah. The broken luchos, right? That didn't make it into the Aron, and not nor did the Sefer Torah. That's the Radak says a simple pshat in the pasuk. Ein baron, rock, right? There's nothing in the Aron, but nothing here but the luchos themselves. That's the Radak says a simple pshat in the pasuk. But as Rashi in Parash Vayelech back in source 11 said, it's actually a machlokas in the Gemara Baba Basra. Tav Yud Dalam Al Aleph going over at the very end. It ends on top of Yud Dalam Al Beis 15. Not going to read the whole Gemara or the Rashi's inside, but basically it's a machlokas. The machlokas revolves around the size of the Aron. Now we know the size of the Aron was. Okay, it's Amav Chetzi, Amasayim Chetzi, Arkav Chetzi, Rachbav Amav Komos Chetzi Komoso, as the Gemara says, right? 15. Aron Shasa Moshe, Amasayim Chetzi, Arkav Chetzi, Rachbav Chetzi Komoso. But how big is an Amo? Okay, an Amo is like the hand length, but the arm's length. But the question is an Amo 6 Tachim? Is an Amo 5 Tachim? So the Gemara has this machlokas. Okay, and again, you can read it inside. It's not, don't take time for it now, but according to some authorities, the Amo was smaller, in which case there was space inside the Aron. If the an Amo was a 6 Tefach Amo, so actually there was no space inside the Aron for anything but the Luchos. Okay, but if it was the smallest, then there was room for, I'm sorry, the other way around, right? If it was 5 Tefachim, then there was no room in the Aron for anything else. If it was larger, so there was room for other things, or for the Shivrei Luchos, perhaps, or for a Sefer Torah. That's what this Machlokas revolves around. And again, the Gemara quotes some of the Psuchim you mentioned. I don't want to go into the great details now. At the end, the Gemara says the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos, were also inside the Aron that there was room for. But if you're interested in seeing this whole Machlokas, you can read that Gemara Baba Basra, Yudalam and Aleph, going over at the end to Yudalam Beis, and the Rashi's there and so on. So that's a question of what was inside the Aron. But one thing for sure, the Luchos were inside the Aron. Okay, that's for sure. Whether Luchos, whether there's something else in the Aron too or not, so that's subject to a discussion. Okay, maybe the Shivrei Luchos, Rashi says in 17, on the top of Yudal Mabez and Baba Basu, Shivrei Luchos Merachim Tachas Luchos. So there's really room for both, because you could argue that the Sefer Torah wasn't inside the Aron, it was on this board, this shelf that extended outside, but the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos, the Moshe broke, those were inside, but underneath the regular Luchos. Okay, but obviously, The Luchos were in the Aron. The Luchos are called the Luchos of Edus, the Luchos of Testimony. And the question I'd like to explore now in terms of, perhaps relative to Shavuos, is what exactly was written on the Luchos? Okay, what was written on the Luchos? So tell me, Rabbi, right? We know the Ten Commandments were written on the Luchos. We know that it didn't just say Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud on the Luchos, like you see sometimes in the Shul. That it didn't say. That we know. The question is, what did it say? Okay, what exactly did it? And it probably also didn't just say Anochi and then Lo Yia and then Kabed, Lo Sisa and Kabed S. Again, we have the designs of the Luchos like that, but the Luchos had more than what did the Luchos have written on them? So you're telling me that Saras Dibros. Well, that's a good answer and it's correct. However, as we know, if you take a look in source 18 and source 20, source 18 is from Parshas Yisro, Shmos Perkov, which will lay in Bez Hashem Monday morning, Shavuos morning, first morning of Shavuos, Psukim Aleph through Yud Dalet. That's one presentation of the Aseres HaDibros. In source 20, Parshas Veschanon, Dvarim Perkei, starting in Pasuk Vav through Pasuk Yates, is a second presentation of the Aseres HaDibros. And guess what? As you know, they don't match exactly. They're not exactly the same. There are differences. Not all the differences are major differences, but there are quite a number of differences. So, the opening pasuk, let's look at 18, right? The Baruch Kim is called Rimei Elimor, Parakhof of Shmos Pasuk Aleph. That's an introductory statement. But fine, they have Anoche Shmolo Kecha and so on. Okay, there's a slight difference. If you look in Pasuk Dalad in Parshas Yisro, it says, Lo Sasalacha Fesel Vichol Tmuna. And the pasuk in Parshas Veschanon, pasuk Ches of Perek Hay and Dvarim, Lo Sasalachofes El Kol Tmuna, not Vichol Tmuna. All right, that is not necessarily a significant difference, but it is a difference whether I have that Vav or not. Okay. Then a little bit later on, it says the first of the, I guess, the most famous differences is with regards to Shabbos, because the pasuk says in Parshas Yisro in Perek Chav Pasuk Ches Zochar Shana Shabbos Kacho, and Pasuk Yud Beis in Parshas Leschanon 20 says Shamor Shana Shabbos Kacho, and it adds the phrase Kasher Tziv Chashmal Kecho, which doesn't appear in Parshas Yisro. And again, there are a number of other differences. All right, in Parshas Yisro, it says. Who has to rest on Shabbos? Lo sasachom b'pasuk gil. Lo sasachom lach atovin chavitecha avdach masech v'maschol behemtecha b'gercha shemisherecha. And in Veschanon it says in pasuk yudalad atovin chavitecha v'avdach masecha and v'avdach and v'sharcha v'chamarcha v'chom behemtecha. Okay, and then it adds another phrase: l'man yanuach avdach masech kamocha masech kamocha masech kamocha. And in a totally different pasuk in Parshas Yisro by Shabbos, it says the reason we have Shabbos pasuk Yud Aleph Kishesh the Masos Hashem Esosh Mavetz Haratz Esomus Kol Shemam Erachma Mishvii. And in Parshas Yisro it says Zochar to Gevur Ha'isim Beretz Mitzrayim Vayotzia Chashma Kecha Mishom Erach Hazokin the two Alkein Tzimcha Chashma Kecha Last Yom Shabbos, a totally different presentation. And by Kibud Ove Aim it says in Yisro on pasuk Yud Beis Kabed Esavich Tzimcha Laman Yerichamecha Alo Adama. And in Parshas Veschanon, it says in Pasuk Tezayin, Kabed is avicha v'simecha kashet tzivcha shomam akecha, adding that phrase, and l'man yirich yomecha u'l'man yitav loch. You have a long life and have all good things. Al adoma shom shkecha nosin loch. And by the next group, in Parshas Yisro, it says, lo tirtzach, lo tinof, lo tignov, lo sanam recha eid shaker. And in Parshas Veschanon, it says, lo tirtzach, vilo tinof, vilo tinof, vilo sanam recha eid shav, not eid shaker. Different word. And finally, in Yisro, it says, Lo Sachmod Beis Reacha, okay? And Lo Sachmod Eishes Reacha. And in the Parshas of Chanukah, Lo Sachmod Eishes Reacha, Velo Sis Ave Beis Reacha. Okay? And then again, Sodeu was added in Bois Chanukah. Bottom line, Rabbi Osai, there are quite a number of differences, some seemingly more major, some more minor. And the question is, which of these versions, if any, appeared in the Luchos? Okay, that's really the question. Now, we all know Rashi in Parshas Yisro tells us in Perkhov Pasuk Ches, source 19, Zohar, so this is the famous one, Zohar v'shomor b'dibor echad nemru. Which one was actually said at Har Sinai? So they both said at the same time. Rashi in Veschanon says it also. Okay, Perkhov Pasuk Ches in Dorm 21, Shomor v'rishonos v'omer, Zohar shneim b'dibor echad v'teva achas nemru v'shmei achas nishma. They all said it once. A trick that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could do, the average person can't do that. No person can, no matter how fast you speak, can't say two words at the same time. And if you hear two words at the same time and so on. This is based on a Gemara in Shuas, Tav Chaf, Amud Beis, 22, Kedetanya. Zohar v'shamor v'dibur echad nemru, ma she'ena yochal apel adaber. right? You can't really hear two things at once either and hear it properly. Okay, so b'dibur echad, said at the same time, like we sing in Lecha Dodi, Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad. Now, the Gemara goes on to say, we learn a halacha from this. This is where we learn that women are obligated in Kiddush, same as men. Women are biblically, Dvar Torah, obligated in the midst of Kiddush on Friday night to either recite or to hear Kiddush on Friday night, the same as men. Even though it's a time-bound mitzvah, mitzvah sase shazman groma, usually women are exempt from such mitzvahs. However, here we say, kol sheyesh b'shmir, yesh b'schira. Okay, since Shamor and Zohar are linked, by virtue of they having been said at the same time, whoever has to keep Shamor, which includes women, because that's a losas, that women are exempt only from mitzvahs asei shazman groma, positive mitzvahs, requirements, but not restrictions, that they have to keep the same as everybody else, same as men. So whoever has to keep Shmira has to keep Zechira. So we learn a halacha from this. So at least with regard to Zohar and Shomor, it tells us they were both said at the same time, but it doesn't say what was written in the Luchos. It just said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu uttered the Seres HaDibros, he said the words at the same time. It's interesting, there's Yerushalmi Nedarim, Paragim Alacha Beis 23, where it says, Shav B'Sheker, Shneim Nemru B'Dibur Echad, Mashi Efshal L'Pel Lomar V'Lel Ozen L'Shmo. At the very end, right, the second to last, the Pasuk Yud Gimel in Yisro, it says, Losana B'Recha Eid Shoker. Okay, and in Pesuk Zion and Veshanan there in 20, it says, Lo Sana Recha Eid Shav. So Yerushalmi has a tradition of those two words also were said at the same time, which a person can't do. That's what the Karbon Eid explains in Paragimel Halacha Beis of Nedarim 24. B'Dibur Yerushalmi Shnemar Lo Sana Recha Eid Shaker, V'Achonos Ktiv Lo Sana Recha Eid Shav. And therefore, it's not a stira. They were both said at the same time and the same thing as before. Well, again, the question is, Hashem said at the same time, but what was written in the Luchos? Do we have any direct evidence? Well, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Med Beis, where the Gemara tells us, 25, that Vatanya Eser Mitzvos Nistav Yisrael B'Mara. There are 10 mitzvos which the Bnei Yisrael present in a place called Mara. Mara was a place they came to, it's described in Parshat B'Shalach, shortly after Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to a place called Mara, there was no water, the only water available was bitter, and Hashem made a miracle, the waters turned sweet, that place is called Mara, and so, this is before Matan Torah, and some mitzvos were given in Mara. What were the mitzvos? 10 mitzvos. Sheva Shekiblu Allah and Bnei Noach, 7 mitzvos, 7 Nochad mitzvos, Sheva Shekiblu Noach, and 3 other things, Dinim, Shabbos, Kibbut Avayim. How do we know those three? So Gemara says, Dinin, Dixiv, Sham, Samlo, Chok, Mishpat. The Pasuk there by Mara mentions Mishpat. That means Dinim, fine laws, not our issue now. Shabbos, Sikibet of Aim, Dixiv, Kasher, Tzivcha, Shem, Kechav, Amor, Yehuda, Kasher, Tzivcha, and Mara. Rashi points out there in Sanhedrin, Vav, and Beis, both by Kibet of Aim. You look back in the Psukim, in Parshas Leschanan, as it says in Dibros in 18, as it's presented in Parshas Leschanan, both by Shabbos, Perak Hay of Devar and Pasuk Yud Beis Shomer Shomer Shabbos Kacho Kasher Tzivcha Shomer Lokecho. So it says Kasher Tzivcha. Also by Kibbut of Aim. If you speak later, Tazayin Kaber is Avichu Nechah Kasher Tzivcha Shomer Lokecho. So in both of these cases, says the Gemara, the Seres HaDibros, as presented in Veschanan, says the words Kasher Tzivcha, implying that you were already commanded before. These are mitzvahs who are not being given now for the first time here at Har Sinai with Matan Torah with the Luchos, but rather they were given earlier, Kasher Tzivcha. So where it says, where? That was Mara. That was before Matan Torah, Parshas B'Shalach, shortly after Kriyas Yamsu. Not that much before, but several weeks at least before. Right? Kasher Tzivcha Shem Lokecha. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi there makes the following comment, which is relevant to us. Nun Vomer Beitz on Hedron 26. Divra Maso Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lokecha. Ksiv B'Dibris Achronos Ka B'Shalach Kibar Emes just saw. Beichon Tzivcha. So Haleka L'Memer Demosha Hava Amar Lehu Ba'arvos Mora. Don't tell me, says Rashi, when it says Kasher Tzivcha, that was Moshe talking in Arvos Moav. Arvos Moav is where the Chumash Dvarim was presented. The whole Chumash Dvarim was presented by Moshe Rabbeinu a little more than a month before he died. It says in the Chumash, right? The 11th month and the first of the month is when Moshe began, at the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, to recap and announce all those things that are in Chumash Dvarim. And Rosh Chodesh, 11th month, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he died, Zayin Adar, so 36 or so days before he died. So the whole Chumash Dvarim was presented then, according to the simple reading of the Psukim. So don't tell me that Moshe says Rashi, Moshe says Kasher Tzivcha, there in Chumash Dvarim, in Voschan and Chumash Dvarim, he's talking about, oh, Kasher Tzivcha, as you were commanded earlier at Har Sinai. That's not true, says Rashi. Okay, Kasher Tzivcha, b'sinai, no. De Moshe lav me'elav hayashon lehem mishtetoro mazir ma'mitzoseh. Moshe wasn't putting in his own editorial remarks. Moshe Rabbeinu in Chumash Dvarim was not inserting his own phraseology. Kasher Tzivcha Shem Kecha. Ela Kamoshe Kibla Hu Aya Chozer Magid Lahem. He said it over exactly as it was said to him. And here's the key line for us. V'chol ma shekosu b'dibros ha'achronos ha'yakosu b'luchos v'chein shoma b'sinai. Rashi said, whatever in the Aseres HaDibros, in the Dibros HaChronos, the second presentation, the presentation was Hanan, Rashi said that was written in the Luchos, and that's what was heard at Sinai. I don't know what he does with Zohar and Shomor, but apparently, according to Rashi, it's the second presentation that was in the Luchos. Okay, that's Rashi says. Like, I'm just trying to understand his words, unless someone understands it differently. But it seems to me, Kol Masha Kosu B'Dibros HaChronos, that's what was written in the Luchos, because the Dibros HaChronos had more, as we saw. And, you know, you did that comparison. There are more words in the Dibros in the second presentation in Voschanon. So Rashi said that was all written in the Luchos. So says Rashi. Okay, now as a side point, we do find the phrase Kasher Tzivcha elsewhere. Comparshas Re'eh, for example, a Paragud Beis Pasuk Chavalav about Shchita, how to slaughter a kosher animal. It says, Paragud Al Pasuk Chavalav 27, Kiyircha Melachom, etc. V'zovachta Mibchorcha Mitzoncha Shanosha Shanokecha Kasher Tzivisicha. V'zovachta, you should slaughter animals as I commanded you. So much Shchita, right, to make a Shech, the kosher animal. Where's Kasher Tzivcha? Where did he command Kasher Tzivisicha? Where did he command this before? Okay, so Rashi there in Parshas Re'eh said it was not an outright commandment, rather it had been part of Torah Shmuel Peh. Rashi in 28, in Parshas Re'eh, Perikid Beis, Pasuk HaFala, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha lamadnu she'esiva b'zvicha et yishchot v'ein hilcha shchita she'nemru l'moshe b'sinai. It was part of the oral tradition, and then it was written down. The Taz, in his Akdama to Yoredeya, Siman Aleph, Yoredeya begins with hilcha shchita. First Siman in Yoredeya, it's the first... Many Simon of Yoredeya, it's Hilchos Shchita, Simon Aleph, so the Taz is an introductory comment, 29. He says, how come here, you know, but we said the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we saw it back in 25. When it says Kasher Tzivcha, okay, referring back to Mora, so maybe this also says, why isn't this also talking about Mora? Okay. So the Taz says, not true. Okay. You can't say that. Here it doesn't say that it was Mora. All right. So he says it's not an issue. Because there, everything which was lo kashmir and thought of the vaday mashia amar kadosh baruch hu lemoshe ba'arba smol b'mishnah Torah the zavach kachivizika nichol on the farsh amar shalomar ima ba'arba yom after Mamad Har Sinai. You see, anything which is later in the Torah after Mamad Har Sinai, then you can say when it says kasher tzivcha, like by shchita says the Taz, that's talking about when he was up there for 40 days, he wasn't just sitting up there, you know, playing games. He was learning the whole Torah Shemal Peh. That's what Moshe was up there for so long for, to understand what the written Torah means, the whole Torah Shemal Peh, right? Allah HaMosh Misen, and the whole Torah Shemal Peh. So that makes sense, as it has to say, later on, when it says in Chumash Dvarim, Kasher Tzivisicha, it means what was, but you can't say that about what's in the Luchos, because the Luchos, he wasn't up there for 40 days yet. The Luchos are the beginning of the 40 days, right? The Luchos, they heard on Shavuos, right? Before the 40 days. Before, so you can't say that's referring to stuff that Moshe Rabbeinu heard. So says it does. That's why Rashi had to say, you know, that was actually in the Luchos, and that's what Kasher, you know, Kasher Tzivisicha in the Luchos. Anyway, that's the Taz explaining that Rashi. So that's one approach. That was everything in the second presentation of Dibros. That was in the that was what's in the Luchos. The Ibn Ezra learns differently. Along Ibn Ezra, well, I don't read everything inside, but it's Kedai to read there. Ibn Ezra in Parshas Yisro, Perkov Pasuk Aleph, he said, we're looking through this Parsha with Yisro, and then Voschanon. Ineroino, he said, Mitchilas Anochi Vatsof as Ashayisha Shav. The first three Dibros ain't Shinu Ben Shtei Parshas. No difference. The first three are the same. I show that Vav, Koltman of Vicholtman. But starting with the fourth Dibur Shabbos, till the end, there are many differences, like we saw. So he says, and he gives you some examples. I don't have to read them all. Okay? He lists all the examples. He said, you know, and he's bothered by this. What's going on? He says, so many differences. He skipped down, okay, maybe six lines from the bottom of that page, five lines from the bottom of that page. And he also points out, by the way, the introduction is different too. You look back in 18, Parshas Yisro, the Seres HaDibros are introduced with the words, Vayidaber Elokim es kol dvarim elemor, Perakof Pasuk Aleph in Shmos, Yisro. Vayidaber Elokim es kol dvarim elemor. You don't have such an introduction with Chanan. Instead, you have a wrap-up Pasuk at the end. Pasuk Yutesa Parakei there. Es hadvorim ha'ele Dibra Hashem el kol kacham or mitoch ha'ishanon Marfel kol gadol yosef etc. Vayichtavim al-shnei luchazorim vayitnei meloi. Right? So you have a difference in those psukim as well. So Ben Ezra says, when I look through Chazal, you know, we find they seem only to address Zohar Mishomo. They don't seem to address, oh, everyone makes a fuss. Which is it? Zohar or Shomo? They come up with a teretz, both. But that's far from the only distinction. We just know that's what's bothering in Ibn Ezra. Chazal only seemed to be concerned that how come the first Dibris, the first presentation of Dibris, it says Zohar, and the second presentation of Dibris, it says Shomor. Okay, they give it teretz, very nice. But what about the other? Now, we did see the Yushalmi. I don't know, maybe Ibn Ezra didn't have the Yushalmi. Yushalmi also says the same thing about Sheker and Shav. But by and large, Chazal don't seem to pay too much attention to the other distinctions, and there are many others. Okay, what's going on? So he says, and second of all, a few lines in the bottom, he says, what does it even mean that they said the two words? He said the two words at the same time. Okay, a very nice, we're not saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't do it, but if you hear two words at the same time, guess what? You don't hear either one of them properly. You ever try to listen to two people talking at the same time? You don't hear either of them. So here you have Zohar and Shomer, so what did they hear? They're in a mishmash. That's what he's bothered by, right? He says, you saw Dibrash, I didn't hear anything. Right. You want to say this way and say that? You don't hear either one of them properly. So what are you? Hear a Zion and a Chof and a Reish, a mixed mishmash, right? So that's what Ibn Ezra is bothered by. And he says, okay, it's a Pela, Kodesh Baruch Hu could do it, but why would he do it and so on, and how could you hear it? So these are some of the questions he's bothered by. And he also doesn't understand why the Chazal don't make a fuss about the other things. So Omar Avraham Mechabi, the next page, four lines down. You have to know the following. When it comes to words, the words have meaning and implications and so on. It says like a body and a soul, right? The words are the goof, the actual words, the physical words, but then there's meaning that's underneath and so on. And he says, guess what? There are other places in the Torah also where things are presented as having been said, which weren't exactly the way they were said. And he gives some examples. And I didn't print all the things, but you can look at it here. But I saw it five lines down. You know, when Eliezer first met Rivka by the well with the water and everything, he said, Hagmi'ini no. Give me some water. But when he related the story later to the family, he said, I said to her, Hashkinina. By Makos Bechoros, Moshe Rabbeinu said, originally, kill all the firstborn, and later on it says what happened, different words. Okay, and numerous other examples such as that, he says. So he says, what you have to say is like this. And he quotes many, many other examples. Chayla Rami, look it up. It's very interesting, fascinating, even as it read. So now he writes, Da, ki aseres hadvarim kasher hen ksuv leparsha hazos, and I stress that this Ibn Ezra is in Yisro, as it says in the beginning there in 30, right? This is Yisro, Parakov, Pasuk Aleph. What's written here, says Ibn Ezra, ki aseres hadvarim kasher hen ksuv leparsha hazos, Hashem omram kulam, that's what Hashem said, ki kosuv aydabel akim es kol rayon lemor, as the introductory Pasuk says. Now Moshe, Kasher Hizkir Aseretam B'Shenis, okay, when Moshe said over later on, okay, then Moshe elaborated certain things. Of course, when he told it to them the first time, he said it without anything, okay, and Behem Levadam Haksubam Alaluchos Habris. What's written the first time, the first presentation of the Aseret HaDibros in Yisro, says Ibn Ezra, that's what's on the Luchos Habris. Lo kasher amah gon, not like one of the other gonim said, and that Zohar is on one and Shomer is on the other. That he rejects. In other words, let's remember there were two sets of luchos to Ibn Ezra, right? The original luchos, which most of them smashed, and he got the new luchos. So Ibn Ezra quotes one of the gonim who said, yeah, Zohar is written on the first luchos and Shomer is written on the second luchos. Ibn Ezra rejects that outright. He's not correct. He's a lo kasher amah gon. The Zohar, that's not correct. Okay? He says, Vaseres hadvarim aksum parshas esharon, him divrei Moshe. Moshe added things. Moshe elaborated upon it. The Luchos contained what's written in Yisro, the first presentation. In Chomish Devarim, Moshe elaborated. Not to say that was written in the Luchos, no. But that he gave you some more information, additional information, you know, again, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval. But the whole Chomish Devarim is Moshe's words. Hashem approved and told him to write those words down. But ultimately says that Ibn Ezra, this comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? And the name Divrei Moshe, and he brings a raya. That's why it says, Kasher Tzimcha, Shem Alokecha. Who's talking? Hashem himself. Moshe is talking, right? And therefore, that's what Moshe did. And he talks about Zohar and Shomor, why they're different and so on, and explains some of the other differences. But in any event, the bottom line is the principle of the Ibn Ezra is that Divrei Moshe, Divrei Hashem Uravin. Second presentation, says the Dibros, is Moshe's words also. So that's a different view. That's Ibn Ezra. Okay. Ibn Ezra in Parshas Kisiso, by the smashing of Luchos, Paraklamad Dalash Mos Pasakala 31, he quotes his Gon, who says that the second Luchos were greater because it was came on Yom Kippur and so on. And he says, you know, the second Luchos had more words, Laman Yitavlach, and the first ones were smashed. And he says at the end, Ibn Ezra is a sharp tongue, he says, the elo kedivrei chalom lo malav lo morin. It's like a dream. That doesn't make any sense. Not true. Okay, they're both written by, you know, Hashem, both sets of luchos. The sets of luchos had the same thing. Ibn Ezra's position. Both luchos had the same thing. And again, as we said before, it's what's in the first luchos. Just to give you, we'll come back to them later, but the Netziv and Amik Dover, they're in Parshas Kisisa, Perkel HaMadal, Shmos Pasuk Galo 32. The Netziv says, no, he says, it says, "Sadvar Mashiach Aluchos Rishonim." Okay, Veloksi Asher Kasavti Aluchos. Right, he brings it. He says, "Aluchos Rishonim Hayuz Kasav Zohar, Aluchos Shnius Har Kasav Shomor." Bechein Kol Hashinuyim. But the Tzim is of the opinion. We'll see earlier authorities. But the Tzim is of the opinion that no, the first presentation of Aseres Hadibros was written on the first Luchos, the second presentation says it was written on the second Luchos. Ibn Ezra rejects that, but the Tzim, and we'll see others also accepted. Accepted that. And he said that the other words, and other things were part of the Torah Shema Peh, but the second Luchos got written down. That's the opinion of the Netziv. Okay? So that's his opinion. Now, I'd like to come upon an interesting Gemara, which may point in one direction, except it's a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. Okay, and maybe it's only I got it though. But you see, basically we've had so really three different opinions, really, because Rashi seemed to say, and the Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Vav seemed to say that what was written in the second Luchos was written in the second presentation of Aseres HaDibros. That's what's on the Luchos. Then Ibn Ezra says no, what's on the Luchos was written in the first presentation of Aseres HaDibros. And the Tzibu says one was written in the first Luchos, one was in the second Luchos. We have different opinions. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama. The sugya starts on Nun Dalam and Beis. Just that we learn different things from differences, right? The distinctions between the first Dibros and the second Dibros. So it says, it's not important for us, but it says in 33, Tanya, we also Omer Shemishma, but Dibros Rishonish Nemer Avdecha Vamaschavamtecha, right? By Shabbos, the animals. You have to keep Shabbos, not the animals have to keep Shabbos. You can't have to work, can't work your animals on Shabbos. Ubedivas Achronas never be Sharcham Chamor Chamachobem Techa. So mentions oxen, donkeys. So that's the old rule. It was a cloud because animals included oxen, donkeys. Now it was taken out. What do you learn from there? Again, you can look through it. A whole Gemara to be Marbe, all living creatures and so on. That's what you're not allowed to have work for on Shabbos. Any living creatures, not just donkeys and oxen. Okay, again. I'm not interested right now in the details of that particular sugya, other than to see that the Gemara does learn a halacha, from the fact that there's a distinction between the first Dibros and the second Dibros. And again, you look at Rashi 34, but a common and dalam base. The Dibros Rishonos never behemtach, but lo never behen shor bechamor. The Dibros Rishonos hosu v'askir shor bechamor. Right, that's a distinction. So we figure out, why it is. Okay. And, you know, the rule of Klal Prat, the Tosfos there points out in the Dalam Beis, Behemtecha, that, you know, it's far apart, so you can't apply that principle. Again, if you're interested, you can look through and see what the Gemara learns. But the Sugya continues on the bottom of the Dalam Beis, going over to the Hamad Aleph. The fascinating statement, and I don't know what to make of it. You'll see what you can make of it. Shaul, and we'll see many of them before Shema bothered about. Listen to this one. Shaul Rav Chanina ben Agil, as Rav Chiyah bar Abba. Rav Chanina ben Agil, who he was exactly, asked the Shaul Rav Chiyah bar Abba, one of the prominent Amoroim. Mipnei ma bedibros harishonos lo nemar b'hem tov, u bedibros achronos now in hemet alav nemar b'hem tov. How come the first presentation of the Aseres HaDibros, I'm not talking about the luchos here, but the first presentation of the Aseres HaDibros doesn't have the word tov in it? The phrase leman yitavloch by kibbut of aim, that was only in Veschanon. I want to look back at verse 20. It was there in by kibbut avich v'zimecha, etc. Perak tezayin, perakai pasuk tezayin, leman yarich nimecha, leman yitavloch. Does not appear in the first Dibros. How come? All right. So Amar Lo, listen to his answer, 36. Second line, at the top of Nun Hamad Aleph from Bava Kamma. Amar Lo, Rabbi Abba Abba answered, Ad Sheta Sha'alani Lama Nemar Bem Tov, Sha'aleini Im Nemar Bem Tov Im Lam. Before you ask me, how come it says Laman Yitav Lo here and not there, and not there, but yeah, here, why don't you ask me if I know what it says there altogether? Ask me, do I know that it's written the word Laman Yitav Lo? Sha'aini Yodea Im Nemar Bem Tov. I don't know whether it says Tov in the second presentation, it says a Dibros or not. I don't know. Okay? So therefore, don't ask me this question. Go to find a Tanchum Bar Chilani Loi, who was a Tam Rishon Levi, who was an expert in Agarat. I don't know what was written. That's the answer. Isn't that staggering? I don't know what was written in here in Rishana. I don't know. He asked me, why did it say this over here? Ask me if I know what it says. That's basically what his answer was. Which is a staggering answer, no? I mean, one of the great Amorim, Rechir Bar Abba. I don't know what's written. Before you ask me, why did it say Laman Yitavloch? Ask me if it does say Laman Yitavloch. I wouldn't know that either. All right, so he went to the other rabbi, and he says, I didn't hear from Shimon Levi, but I have a tradition from somebody else, whoever exactly it was, Hov is Sofen Lishtaber. Because since the first Luchos were going to be shattered, okay, and so that's why it doesn't say Laman Yitavloch. So what? What's going to be shattered? Because since we knew, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that the first luchas were going to be smashed. Okay? So I didn't want to have the word tov, l'man yitav loch, smashed. Right? It's a bad luck. It's a bad sign. Right? Now, the implication of that answer is that Taka, not only, again, his question was, why doesn't it say it in the first presentation and only the second one? But the answer sounds like the Netziv said, right? Like other we're going to say, that the first Luchos had the text of the first Dibros. It didn't have the words Laman Yitavloch because they didn't want that to be smashed. And the second set of Luchos had that text in it. Now you could say this is Drush and Agarato and so on. But this is a very, very odd Gemara, to say the least. They asked him, Chiyah Abba, he didn't know what it said in the Pasim Chomish. Didn't know what it, and not only it's Chomish, it's Asher Dibros. He didn't know what it said in the Asher Dibros. How could it be? Okay? That's what Rashi says there. Never been told. Kabe kibud raim tixi l'man yitavloch. Right. So, but yet that's a simple pshat. The simple pshat. Where Chibur Abba said he didn't know what's written there. I said I don't know. So it's possible that that's the case. There is a sugi in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph, talking there about inheritance. So if you remember, the daughters of Slavchad, there were no sons, so they inherited their father's estate. But then if they got married and they settled in Eretz Yisrael and they went in, so they would, their father's chelek would lose because it would go to their husbands, maybe from a different shevet, right? Anyway, the Torah has the expression in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Benachos Matan was a Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael. And again, in Pasuk Tes, there in Perek Lamed Vav, Parshas Maaseh 38, Kish Benachos Yidbeku So the Gemara has a whole drasha. What does Yidbeku mean? Again, the details aren't so important for us now. But one of the Amorim want to say, oh, it says Yidbeku. But Amor of Nachman Yitzchak, Amor called Yidbeku, Tarvayu Yidbeku, Ksibbe. But it says Yidbeku twice. In both cases that the Gemara is talking about there, it mentions Yidbeku. Isn't that strange? Why would he say, oh, the answer is it has the word Yidbeku. It has the word Yidbeku in both places. So look what the, and the Rashbam explains Yidbuku has to do with a husband and wife, because Dovak Bishto, fine. But Tosus, 41, Tosus and Baba Basra, Daf Kuf, Yud Gimel, and Aleph, Dimaso Tavayo, staggering Tosus, 41. Pe'omim Shalom, Hayubikin, Bipsukim. So says Tosus. I mean, I wouldn't have the guts to say it, but Tosus says, there were times when some of the Amorim were not, did not have such expertise in Psukim. They didn't realize that the word Yidbuku appears twice. And he says, that's the name of the parak in Rabbi Kama, Daf Nun Hey, in source 36. Mipnei ma'al ha'nam of Dibros HaRishon is Tov, Omalei, Achet HaShalani, etc. She'eini Yodei, number of Tov Imav. So go, I don't know. So Tosus brings a raya from the Gemara in Rabbi Kama that we saw earlier, that sometimes you had great time, I didn't know the Psukim. Okay, I mean, if we're satisfied with that, I'll take that. But, you know, it's just a very, very surprising Gemara, and even more surprising that Tosus would say they didn't know it. Okay, and not only that, but well, let's put it this way. There is a possible riot to the concept from an earlier Gemara Mabasa, much earlier, Mabasa of Chesam and Aleph. Not about Rechir Bar Abba, but in general. Gemara there is talking about a year of famine, and so a Rebbe was opening up the storehouses. He first was going to give to the Talmid Chachamim. So it says in Mabasa Chesam and Aleph 42, Rebbe Pasuch Otos B'Shem Batzoros, Omar Yichnesu Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, Bali Alecha, Bali Gadav, Amar Ali Kinsu. Alikansu. First, I'm going to give to the Bali Mikra, the Bali Mishnah, and so on. So Rashash, there in Baba Basra, Chesem and Aleph says, you see from there that Bali Mikra were not necessarily the same as Bali Mishnah. And Bali Gemara were not necessarily the same as Bali Mikra, meaning if you had people had expertise in Mishnah and Gemara, didn't necessarily have expertise in Mikra. He's a master of Efshish, who Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, below Bali Mikra. Okay? And that's it. Then he said, the low cost and shoshokin puzzle mixes dollies, my name of Rashash and Poskim, main lahmi dear Gab came in Mikra. And Rashash says it's wrong that people make fun of Talmidei Chachamim nowadays, a big expertise in Halach and Tshuva and then Rav Pesukim and Chumash. Like in yeshivas, you know, they would say people have expertise in Gemara. They tell you the quotes of Pasuk. Oh, I know that Pasuk. It's a Pasuk of Baba Kama. Right? They don't know that it's Yeshaya. It's a Pasuk of Baba Kama. Right? They know. Okay, that's what the Rashash defends that. But still, it seems to me to be a little hard that the Mechiba Abba didn't know the Pasuk of Pasuk HaSeres HaDibros. It's even more staggering because there's a Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Chesem Beis 44, by Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Look what it says in Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba 44. V'od, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba kol tfosin yomen mahada tamudi kam Rabbi Yochanan bar Rabbeinu. He chazin is learning once a month in front of Yochanan. He's a big expert. Okay? And not only that, but the Gemara Ksubas, Tav Chesem Beis 45, ki had Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba mikre b'nei d'vish lakish. He was a Tanakh teacher. He was the Mikra teacher of the children of Reish Lakish. But some say he was the Mishnah teacher. So, but the first version is Mikra. So why? He knew what? And I forgot to print, but there's also Gemara. Remember the Pasuk and Chumash and Parshas Vayeshev when they came down to Mitzrayim? It says that we know that there were 70 people who came down. Okay? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was on a pointed up, and you add them up, it only says 69. So we have a member, Yocheved was born on the way down, whatever Teretzim we give. Yeah, but it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba who knew offhand the number 69. So this is a man who knew Psukim. So what could this Gemara mean? The Maharil is bothered, but it's also one of his Tshuvas in Kuf Mem Test 46, Tshuvas Maharil. He says, look, maybe there was Amoraim who were not expert in Psukim, okay, like that Gemara that we quoted before in the Kamad Afnon Hay implies. Are we going to say this about also, like the Rambam and other people wrote Tzarim, the Chabrim? I don't know if we're going to say that. He's the Tzarachian. The Chidon, the Pesach, and I refuse to accept it, I think. He says, what do you mean? There in Baba Kamad, the Dalman base. They don't ask him the name of the Pesach, and I'm the Chidon. He says, it cannot be. To say about Amoraim that didn't know Psukim, it can't be. And he says, Tamar Rabbeinu, he says, that's astonishing post that we saw before in Baba Basra and Daf, on Kufi Gimel Baba Basra back in 41. The Tosa said, sometimes I knew Psukim. Chidon says, what? I mean, sometimes I knew Psukim, really? That's impossible. Okay, just not possible. It's got to be some way. We've got to find a terrace to this problem. And he quotes the Maharil, and he says, the Maharil said, we're not sure if the Mechabri Svarim, you know, Bala Halacha, knew Psukim, but he assumes that they did. So certainly the Amoraim did. So it can't be. But I do want to... The collection of Minhagim from the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin is in Chelek Aleph, page Nun Zion, Inyan Aleph, 48, Inyan Aleph. Listen to this one. Uzhurani Sha'amal Afana Havdalah. That's one of the Talmudim was saying Havdalah on Friday and Saturday. Hinei Kel Yeshua Siyev Tachbal Echad. I printed the Pasuk in 49, Yeshaya Peri Good Base, Pasuk Base. Hine Kelish Wasif Tachbal Echad Ki Ozivez Yimas Ka Hashem, Bahi Li Li Shua. Right? Well, that's a Pasuk. But Martilo, you shouldn't say Vahi Li Li Shua. Right? There'll be salvation for me. Because in Davin, you're always supposed to Davin Lashon Rabbim. Include other people in the Davin. Should say Vahi Lonu Li Shua. Right? So he answered, that's a Pasuk. I'm quoting a Pasuk. Right? Let me make this up. Right? He said, hey, Shush, I'm a Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? So we got a Chumash. We found it. It's in the Haftorah of the last day of Pesach, which it is. Okay, the Haftorah from Yeshaya. You know, that's the Odei Omenov Lama, the Haftorah for the 8th day of Pesach. So sounds like he didn't know that he didn't catch on a Pasuk. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to make of it, but it's very, very strange. It seems to me very strange. They didn't know a Pasuk. A bearish Pasuk. Not only that, but if you didn't know the Pasuk, you know, we have a Gemara in Shabbos, Mem Tesem Beis. The Gemara there says, how do we know there are 39 Malachas on Shabbos? 50. So it's 50. I don't know there are 39 Malachas. So one of the answers is, because it has to correspond to the Mishkan, that we all know. But Amar Lahu Rabbi Yochanan Bar Elazar, can another answer, can Rabbi Shimon Bar Yosi Ben Lekunya, can I get Malacha, Malachto, Malacha, Shabbat Torah? The 39 times the word Malacha in one form or another appears in the Torah. That tells us there are 39 Malachas. That's besides the Mishkan reason. So, Arbaim Chazach, the boy asked Yosef, what about the Pasuk in Parsha Vayesha when Yosef, with the wife of Potiphar, I printed it there in Bracious Parak, Kalamit Tes, Pasuk in Alam, 51, 52. Does that count as one of the 39? Because that's not really talking about work in terms of Shabbat. By the way, Yosef, with the wife of Potiphar, does that count as one of them? So, the back in the Gemara says, Let's take out a Sefer Torah. We'll count. Right? They looked it up. Right? So you can say the same thing here. If Chiya bar Abba wasn't sure what it said in the second Luchos, why don't you just look it up in the poem? Look it up. Take out a Sefer Torah and look at it. Take out a Chumash and look. Same thing we find, Parsha Shmini, Rashi there in Shabbos, Mem Tesma Beis, points to another Gemara. Okay? Gemara in Kedushin, Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yalav Pasuk Mem Beis, talks about the insects that you can't eat, and it says in 53, Kol Holech Al Gachon, any creature that slithers on its stomach. So Gachon. So the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Amar Aleph, says the word Gachon, 54, that Vav in the word Gachon is the middle letter of the Torah. Well, what is the Torah? That's the middle letter of the Torah. Right, that's why the earlier Talmud Chacham called Sofrim, because they counted all the little words and letters of the Torah. So Gachon is Chetzen Shel Osir Shel Sefer Torah. So Yosef asked, is it an odd number? Do you have the same number on each side, or is the Vav of Gachon part of the second group or part of the first group? Same type of question as before. So Amalei Nesi Sefer Torah. So let's take out a Sefer Torah. Well, look. I would do a count, and that was a much more difficult count. To count all the letters of the Torah took time, but they would count it. So you could ask the same kasha over here, this very puzzling Gemara. Rechiya bar Abba says, I don't know what it says in the Aseres HaDibros, in Laman Yitav Loch, and why it's, I don't even know that it does say it. Very, very strange. So a lot of Mefarshim are bothered by this, okay? And they give drush-oriented answers. The Balaturim, for example, there in Parsha Eschana, we'll see how it comes back to us momentarily, okay, this question, but it's really a powerful question, very, very difficult Gemara to understand, to say the least. So like the Chido said in the Pesach, he throws up his hands, I don't know. Now, the Balaturim, there in Vaschana, Perkei Pesach Tezai, it says, Laman Yitabloch, he says, Yud Zayin Tevos Yiseros Dibros Achonos Arishonos Kamiyon Tov. There are actually 17 additional words that appear in the second presentation of Sefer Dibros on top of what appears in the first presentation. 17. 17 gematria is Tov. And that's Laman Yitav Loch Tov. So Reb Tzaddik, in the pre-Tzaddik, in Parshas Ekev, in Os Beis, the pre-Tzaddik says Ekev. Ekev is 172. That's how many letters there are in the first Sefer Dibros. Okay, but Shomar Ekev Rav, and there are 17 more in the second one. And he says, maybe that's what the Gemara Baba Kama, when Reb Chiya bar Abba said, he wasn't saying, I don't know what it says. When he asked him, maybe he was asking him, why did it say Tov? Why are there 17 more words in the second presentation of Aseres HaDibros? He wasn't asking about the phrase Laman Yitav Loch, the word Tov in the Aseres HaDibros. That's not, says Reb Tzaddik, what the student was asking Reb Chiya, and that's not Reb Chiya was answering. Oh, I didn't know it said that in the Aseres HaDibros. Of course he knew what it said in the Aseres HaDibros. What he didn't know is why there were 17 more. You tell me, I didn't know there were 17. That he may not have known offhand that there are exactly 17 more words. So he said, go ask a darshan why there was 17. You hear? That takes a sting out of that Gemara. That's what the Tzaddik is saying. I would say give that similar type of terrors. Now, what he was asking was, why are there 17 more? I don't know why there were 17, but nothing to do. He knew the words in the pasuk. The Shalom, and I'm not going to read this inside, the Shalom and Masechus Shavuos. Here's Masechus Shavuos about the Yom Tov Shavuos, not Shavuos, the Holiday of Shavuos, not Shavuos, not Oath, Masechus Shavuos. But anyway, in the Perek or Torah or in Hagol Yud Tes, he has a whole drasha to say the Laman Yitav Loch was referring to Olam Haba, and that's the second Luchos, and the first Luchos were Olam Hazeh. Again, if you have time, you want to read, he gives a whole, a drush oriented teretz, okay, and that's why the first one's going to be broken. So that's temporary, and this was permanent, okay. Anyway, that's his teretz, the Shalom. The Pnei Yoshua, there in Baba Kama, Nataf, Nun Hamad Aleph, 59, also has, again, he raised the question in strong terms. Kol HaKori Yishtomim HaKach. Anyone who reads this Gemara in Baba Kama, Nun Hay, is astonished by it. V'chigava Rabba K'rabchia, Rabba Lo Hayodeh, Chalila Mashat Tinoko, Shom Yisabin Yodim. Rabchia Rabba didn't know what the kid in learn in Chumash in school knows. Can't be that it says Tov in the second Dibros, okay, in the second presentation. It doesn't say it in the first. He said, therefore, Yashu B'din Alderach Drush. He says that there are many differences. Okay, and we discussed this point. And he also seems to say that this was added by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. The Dibros was only said by Kodesh Baruch Hu once. And that he says the point, that's the first time. That's the Rishonim. That's what's presented the first time. That's what was in the original Luchos. Okay. But we emerge in this Gemara, Mikol HaTamim, he says towards the end, Lo Matzino Be'echer, he said the second, Aluchos Rishon, Achronos, look before the end at the see inside. Seven lines for the end there. Hashar Rishonos Nichtav Aluchos Rishonim Machonos Parshas Chana Nichtav Aluchos Achronim. Okay, that's what comes out from that territory of Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, and what he was asking was a different thing. He was asking, why this distinction and so on. Not that he didn't know what was there, but he didn't know why you have all these distinctions. Anyway, that's the Yeshua gives that answer. All right, again, it leaves a little to be desired, I think, in terms of pshat in the Gemara. But at least, he says Leman Yitavach. He was bothered by, not that he didn't know about it, but that's also like an extra vav. It's a whole different word. It's a chisaron hanikar, and that's why he was wondering. Look at the few lines at the end, for the end. Kashal olama lo nemu b'emetzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why Taka didn't, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's he didn't know. Not if it's there. But he asked him, why is it in the second Dibros? He said, I'm wondering why it's not in the first Dibros. If I don't, that was his answer. Not that he didn't know that it wasn't there. He wondered why it wasn't in the first of the Dibros. And that's what the answer was, because it's going to be broken. So that's how he deals with it. The Panam Yafos, the floor, Parshas Yisrael, Parakhof, Parshas Yisrael, 60, gives a different teretz. Again, he's bottom of the same thing. And he also says that this was Kodam before the Chet of the Egel, so it never would have died. You wouldn't need the word Laman. He has also Laman Yitavocha, a Jewish type of answer. Okay. Originally, if you look at the Pasuk until and Perk Pei Beis, Pasuk above 61, it says, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. Originally, when we got the Luchos, the first Luchos was supposed to be like Hashem and like a God himself. Okay, so to speak. The Dibur is Rishonis, and then Achein Kadom Temuz and Chadashon Temuz. Then we die like regular people because they are Avera. Anyway, he works out the Panim Yafos also. But again, he also says that the first Luchos had the first presentation of Sarah Dibros, and the second Luchos had the second presentation. He said the issue was Chet. Okay, again, you can read through if you want to see these different, these different suggestions as to what the Gemara means. Okay, the Maritz Chayas also, based on the word of Zorah, the first look was the Malachamavis, was Sholeit Bahan and so on, so didn't have the word Tov. All right, all kinds of different reasons. Interesting, the Torah Tamima, also in the Aris there in Parashat Zechan and Dvar. Again, the Maritz Chayas is there in Bava Kamen and Heaven Aleph, I'll look it up, 63. Again, all these are Drush oriented answers as to what Ruchia Bar Abba didn't know, not that he didn't know the Pasuk was there. And then we have a Drush reason why it didn't say Laman Yitav Loch and so on. Okay, anyway, I do want to say, you look at the Maritz Chayas, one interesting thing he says at the end. Okay, and this is going to point us in the direction we want to go. Look what he says at the end. He said, what he said, well, Gamken Lefarish Masha, last two lines of the Maritz Chayas, there above a comment on him and all. Sheilani im nemar behen kitov, hainu, I'm not sure which one had what. I'm not sure which, what was written where. Maybe, like we said, that Rashi, that original Rashi, maybe it's the first Dibros that had Laman Yitav. That's what he said. Not that he didn't know that the words appear in Parshas Chanan, but he wasn't sure, is that written in the first Luchos? I'm not sure. Now he answered, the other rabbi answered, he said, no, the first one didn't have it because they're meant to be broken, but that's what he wasn't sure of. But again, that goes back to the discussion, what's written in the first of Luchos, and what's written in the Luchos, the first or the second. The Torah Tamima has a different interpretation. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, this is in the Dvarim Parakei, and Osir Beis in the Torah Tamima, okay, he quotes a Medrash in Parshas Kisisa, Parsha Mem Zion and Shmos Rabbah Os Zion. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the second Lucha, he was very happy, and he said, utter two psukim and tillim, parakut kufyud test and tillim, 66. Tovli kunesi laman elmar kukecha, tovli taras picham alfei zav, chesiv tov, the word tov. So he said, the Torah to me says, Moshe uttered those words tov. He didn't say that the first time. Okay? He didn't say it the first time. Okay, and the question is, why didn't he say the first time? He wasn't as happy the first time, the second time he was very happy, and that's what was being asked of Ruchi Rabbi. He didn't know. Did Taka say Tov? Not does it say the word Tov in the Luchos and it says that there was, of course it says it. You know what it said in Chumash, but he didn't know this Medrash. He wasn't familiar with this Medrash. He wasn't sure what the Medrash meant. The Moshe said the word Tov. Anyway, there's all these different interpretations. Again, just to look at a couple other sources and then come to what I want to say at the end. The Maharam al Shakar Sim Kuf Beis in his Chuvah 67 quotes that this is an old question. Okay, why Shabbos is Zochar Rishoma? Which one was written where? He said that Rav Shura Gaon was asked this question, and Rav Hai Gaon was asked this question, and they tried to answer, and they said, Okay, nothing was changed. What was written in the Luchos, they heard it. But again, with the second presentation, they heard it. Does that mean it was actually written on the Luchos? That's not so clear from there. Okay, the Alshich seems to say also there in Rosh Chanan Parakeh Pasuk Yotes, he also seems to say that Zohar and Shomor, is a much bigger difference than the others, and they heard them together. But again, he doesn't exactly say which one was written on which of the Luchos. Okay, he explains why we need both, but doesn't say which was written where. The Maharal in Prague, okay, is also bothered in Rosh Chanan Parakeh Pasuk Yotes. What about all the other differences? Why do we make a big deal about Zohar and Shomor? And we'll see the Ramban in a moment. But the Maharal Prague says, "Lefichach lo kasha bechol dover shehosif bedivros shnios al divros rishonos." Okay, everything else was added. Sounds like added by Moshe, but Zohar and Shomor you can't say was added. Those are two totally different things. They're not adding to it. Not additional words. L'man yarich nimecha u'l'man yitav lo. Or you're adding kasha tziv kasha malakach. It's a totally different meaning. Okay, and Shomor is losas, and Zohar means you have to make kiddush. And he said, even Shav and Sheker perhaps are very similar. Anyway, but this Tosefus, the implication of the Maharami Prague here is that Moshe added. So maybe he's agreeing, like the Ibn Ezra, that the first Luchos contain only was written in the first presentation. Don't know. The Netziv, though, as we saw earlier, and he says it again in the Hamikdover in Parshas Chana Parakei Pasuk Yotes. He says the borer de beluchos achronos are kozlos and dibros hashnios. The second luchos had the dibros shnios. So that's a simple conclusion of that gemara. The first one was meant to be broken. The second one was meant to be stay forever. Therefore, it says extra words and so on. So he says that clearly. And he sticks to his guns on that one. And another nitziv in Parak Yud Pasuk Dalid. Okay, he says also again. He says all the words kechol advarim. Like I said before. The beluchos rishonos are kosher dibros rishonos shami shom biaguro. That's asher dibros shem achem. Beluchos shnios are kosher dibros shnios. Shalosh shom was named el Moshe shama shomer v'zochar and so on and so forth. So that's all the shinuyim. Okay. So again, bottom line on both sides. We'll finish up three different possibilities, at least that we saw. Either the luchos contained what was written in the first presentation of dibros, or the luchos contained what was written in the second presentation. That's even Ezra said. Or like Rashi says, it seems to say, and some seem to agree, that it's in the second presentation. And others say the first presentation was found in the first luchos, and the second presentation was found in the second luchos. By the way, there's the Medrash Lekach Tov Pesikus Zutzus there in Parshas Gisa Perek Lamed Daled. It's in Aleph. It says Kasav Teluchos Es Hadvar Masher Hayu Es LeRabos Laman Yitavlo. The word "s" when most of us write down is "lerabos." Other things that were hinted at and said. Okay, what's interesting is, and we conclude with this: the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, Perek Chof Pasuk Ches, Ramban says Zohar and Shomor, like we said before, cannot be just in one adding to the other. He says because Zohar is a mitzvah asay, Shomor is a mitzvah los asay. Zohar mitzvah asay. The Ramban, the famous Ramban, is rooted in Avas Hashem. The los asay is rooted in Yiras Hashem. That's why. Oh, by the way, I just want to say one thing that Siva forgot to say. You know, people are bothered. I forgot to say, I'm sorry. Back in 70, the Siva said the second Luchos had the words Shomor in it, right? Because as I said, the second Luchos had a second presentation. So that's why we say in Shabbos morning davening, Ushnei Luchos Havarim Horib Yado Chosu Bohem Shmira Shabbos. A lot of people are bothered. That's not true. But Yismach Moshe Man Aschachu Gevin. All right. Ushnei Luchos Havarim Horib Yado Chosu Bohem Shmira Shabbos. To say Zechira Shabbos. No, but Shmira is also, right? The second one. Okay, anyway. But the Ramban, getting back to this, Ramban seems to imply the following. He says, and he even leaves room, this is how Rav Shechter understood this Ramban. He said, you know, there's even room to say that maybe the Luchos didn't really contain either version exactly as we have. That sometimes the Torah presents a text of something not meant to be a literal word for word presentation of something. Okay. He says, you know, maybe, I don't know what it said, Zohar or Shomor, or what it said in the Luchos. Again, he doesn't quite, but this is why Rav Shechter understood it. You don't have to understand it that way, but I think it makes a lot of sense. And he said further, Rav Shechter, he said, you know, we have statements in the Chumash from Paro. Does that mean that Paro said those exact words the way it's written in the Chumash? Did Lavan, okay, we learn a halacha. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. How do we know? Because Lavan, you can't mix one sin with another. Because Lavan said, okay, you want to marry Leah. Sorry, you want to marry Rachel. If you marry Leah, first finish the week with Leah, and then you have because then you can have the week with Rachel, because ain't Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. Really? We learn a halacha from an off-the-cuff comment by Lavan? How could I even possibly, forget about learning Kodama and Torah, different problem. But how do we learn a din? The Gemara. How do we learn something in the Gemara from a statement made by Lavan? Did Lavan say those exact words? And that's what he had in mind to teach us. Halacha doesn't make any sense. So Rashi said, no, Lavan said whatever he said. The Torah presents the gist of his remarks as a Kodesh Baruch who told Moshe to write it. Doesn't mean that Lavan said those exact words. Lavan said something to that effect, and a Kodesh Baruch who told Moshe to write down the words that way. Oh, a Kodesh Baruch who told Moshe to write it, so we can learn a halacha from it. So it's very possible that neither. And now what I wanted to say was, and this is really an essay by Reuben Margolius, early 20th century, was a librarian in Tel Aviv, and he had a library in his head. He was on this big Bekiyim and everything. So we have a number of sorum from him, off the beaten path topics. So one is called the Hamikra of HaMasorah, the first essay there, and the Rosh Hashanah quotes it in an article. He says, you know, maybe that's what this Bekiyim Abba had in mind. When they asked him, why doesn't it say L'man Yitavloch in the second Luchos? So why does it say it in the second Dibros, not in the first one? He said, first ask me if it said it. Here's what he meant. You're asking me what it said in the Luchos? I don't know. Maybe it didn't say that in the second Luchos or the first Luchos. You hear? That's a much better answer. Right? Reb Chaim Bar Abba was answering, I'm not convinced. Are you so sure that what's written in the Chumash as presentation A and presentation B in the Aseret Dibros is exactly what's in the Luchos? I don't know that, he said. That's what he was saying. Not that he didn't know that the words L'man Yitavloch don't appear in the Aseret Dibros in the version in Vaschan. Of course he knew that. What he was addressing was that the version was in the Luchos? I don't know. Till you asked me this question, ask me what was in it. I'm not sure. Maybe neither version was. So now we really have a fourth interpretation. Actually, the Luchos may not have contained exactly either presentation. So that's all I can tell you. I'm sorry I don't have a definitive answer for you, but we have a number of different interpretations exactly what was written in the Luchos. Okay, one day we'll see the Luchos, we'll know exactly what was written there. But for the meanwhile, now we have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Zayin, Yud. We have to hang in the shul, okay? In one of the shuls in town, in B'nai Ashur, and they have the around the perimeter of the ceiling, the main room, the main Beis Medrash, the main shul. They have the one that's written in Parashas Yisro. I think in Avos Torah and Englewood also like that on the Aron. They have the whole Aseret Dibros. But that was written in the Luchos. I don't know. But it's more likely that Chiyuv Abba wasn't aware of that than to say he wasn't aware of a pasuk. Anyway, I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a wonderful Shavuos, a meaningful Shavuos. Shavuos will all be zochen in Kabbal Torah once again. A good Shabbos and a good Yontif.